Track 4, foul language at council meeting. Furious exchanges and an outburst of foul language caused a meeting of Teignbridge Council to be suspended. The authority's regular monthly meeting at Ford House in Newton Abbot was overshadowed by arguments and had to be stopped after a row broke out around questions over a sports centre changing facilities. Three members of the public asked questions about the way sports centres treated trans people, prompted by a proposal for a village-style unisex changing arrangement at the revamped Bendo Sports Centre in Teignmouth. There have been concerns that women and girls would be put off using the centre as a result, and some opponents say women would not feel safe. But Council Chairman Councillor Rosie Dawson, Lib Dem Dawlish North East, stepped in and enforced the meeting's strict rules to stop speakers from making statements on top of their questions. Amid heated discussions, a furious Councillor Liam Malone, South Devon Alliance College, accused Councillor Dawson of behaving like a teacher or like the police, using four-letter words as he did so. Councillor Malone, who told the meeting he lived with Tourette's syndrome, then walked out of the chamber. After a five-minute break to cool down, Councillor Dawson told members, "I'm not here to absorb abuse. You don't have the right to start verbally abusing me." But South Devon Alliance group leader Councillor Richard Dawes Ambrook warned that cutting short public questions would be censorship and a breach of freedom of expression. He said, "It's very concerning. I'd rather this meeting hadn't spiralled, but people want to be heard. They have no power but their voice, so I would implore you to allow people to speak."
Call for traffic lights to ease congestion. As Wilbur Street is dug up for gasworks, Coach Road has seen an influx of traffic looking to circumvent the official diversion, causing havoc for local residents in the process. Used as a rat run at the best of times, the Newton Abbot Road becomes heavily congested, if not totally impassable, on an average day, regardless of any nearby roadworks. But with Wilbur Street having closed for 3 weeks as of 22nd July, the road has seen a sharp increase in traffic using the narrow lane. One resident of Coach Road told the Mid Devon Advertiser of lengthy delays caused by heavy goods vehicles, damage to driveways, walls, and reportedly a lamppost, and this is without mentioning the number of high-spirited drivers colourfully airing their frustration while gridlocked and sat idle. A narrow road reduced to a single lane at points, the only real passing places along Coach Road are residents' driveways. Unsurprisingly, residents frustrated with the near-constant intrusion by drivers, who, in some instances, have caused damage that residents have to foot the bill for, have blocked off their driveways. It is therefore perhaps not surprising that in light of this disruption, calls are being made to implement some form of traffic management system along Coach Road, traffic lights or a one-way system, for example. To save frayed tempers by motorists, avoid accidents and keep the lifeblood of our town flowing, surely the council could come up with a better solution, a resident said. It is not clear whether temporary traffic lights would function over the length of Coach Road, which is about a kilometre in distance. Devon County Council have been approached for comment.
A Newton Abbot cafe has opened in a new location after having left the town's indoor market. The premises formerly occupied by Shaw's Bakery is now the home of the Bay Tree Cafe. Owner Margaret was joined by the town's mayor, Councillor Alex Hall, for the opening on Wednesday, July the 24th. To rapturous applause did Newton Abbot's youngest mayor cut the ceremonial ribbon marking the cafe's grand opening. "We have upped our game," Margaret said. "We had really good local trade from the market and my customers have all said they are going to follow us here. It's onwards and upwards, I hope," Margaret added. And the cafe now offers cooked breakfast, upped its game indeed, as well as its locally sourced coffee, homemade cakes and other new addition bread from Teen Valley Bakery. The interior of the Bay Tree its new home received much praise, with several customers commenting on the welcoming, bright feel. Open Monday to Saturday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., the Bay Tree Cafe is as family-run business as any business can be, with three generations working side by side, Margaret, daughter Claire, and granddaughter Lila. The cafe is dog-friendly, though those four-legged companions visiting must be kept on their leads.
Children's Store making a comeback in town. Toys R Us is making a comeback, and Newton Abbott is one of the first high street locations to welcome back the brand. The toy retailer went bust in 2018 and closed all of its 100 stores. But the name is making a return to high streets, and Newton Abbott's WH Smith is one of 30 locations to open up. On Saturday, August the 3rd, the new toy store will be open at WH Smith in Newton Abbott, with a grand opening event for customers starting from 8:30 a.m. Jeffrey the Giraffe will be joining the WH Smith team for an official ribbon cutting when the store opens, before greeting visitors to the store throughout the morning. The first 50 children visiting the store will also receive a free Toys R Us goodie bag worth more than £20. The new Toys R Us shopping shop will feature a key range of products and activities from the top toys brand, including Barbie, Bluey, Hot Wheels and many more. Children will be able to access the latest products and play hands-on with their favourite toys at the demonstration tables in-store. Ian Sanders, Group Commercial Development Director, said, "We're really excited to be opening Toys R Us in Newton Abbott. WH Smith is known for being the hub of the high street by providing customers with a wide range of products and services. Partnering with Toys R Us gives us a leading toys and games range in our stores, and mean customers have even more reasons to shop with us. We look forward to welcoming many more customers into our store."
Folk concert boosts church roof fund. A folk concert has raised over £650 to help pay for desperately needed repairs to the iconic octagonal church roof lantern at St James in Tynmouth. Organised by Tynmouth Folk Festival Secretary Amanda Wheaton, the concert featured over a dozen acts. The church is of great historical and architectural significance in Tynmouth and needs a lot of help to restore it, Amanda said. The octagonal nave at St James's Church, with its extraordinary eight-windowed roof light, was built in 1821. However, it has been letting rain into the church, which dates back to medieval times in some parts. A recent inspection recommended a full renovation, which is likely to cost £400,000, with £400,000 more needed to repair the roof and fabric of the building that has been damaged by the wet coming in. The work is likely to take 10 months, with each of the eight sections needing to be taken off-site for restoration.